across the dinner table and tried to discover what she had once seen. She could not find even a trace of it. Last night, she had broken it off. They both knew it was coming, and...
"You stopped talking," Gerhard said.
"I don't know what to say. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of the patient. The quick brown fox jumped over the pithed frog. We are all headed for that final common pathway in the sky." She paused.
"Is that enough?"
"A little more."
"Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow?"
"I'm sorry, I don't remember the rest."
"How does the poem go?"
She laughed.
"That's fine, we have the level now."
She looked up at the loudspeaker.
"Will you be interfacing at the end of the series?"
"Probably,"
Gerhard said.
"If it goes well, Raj is in a hurry to get him onto tranquilizers."
She nodded. This was the final stage in Benson's treatment, and it had to be done before tranquilizers could be administered. Benson had been kept on sedation with phenobarbital until midnight the night before. He would be clear-headed this morning and ready for interfacing. It was McPherson who had coined the term interfacing. McPherson liked computer terminology. An interface was the boundary between two systems, or between a computer and an effector mechanism. In Benson's case, it was almost a boundary between two computers, his brain and the little computer wired into his shoulder. The wires had been attached, but the switches hadn't been thrown yet. Once they were, the feedback loop of Benson-computer-Benson would be instituted. McPherson saw this case as the first of many. He planned to go from organic seizures to schizophrenics, to mentally retarded patients, to blind patients. The charts were all there on his office wall, projecting the technology 5 years into the future. And he planned to use more and more sophisticated computers in the link-up. Eventually, he would get to projects like FormQ, which seemed far-fetched, even to Ross. But today, the practical question was which of the 40 electrodes would prevent an attack. Nobody knew that yet. It would be determined experimentally. During the operation, the electrodes had been located precisely within millimeters of the target area. That was good surgical placement, but considering the density of the brain, it was grossly inadequate. A nerve cell in the brain was just a micron in diameter. There were 1,000 nerve cells in the space of a millimeter. From that standpoint, the electrodes had been crudely positioned, and this crudeness meant that many electrodes were required. One could assume that if you placed several electrodes in the correct general area, at least one of them would be in the precise position to abort an attack. Trial and error stimulation would determine the proper electrode to use.
"Patient coming,"
Gerhard said over the loudspeaker. A moment later, Benson arrived in a wheelchair, wearing his blue and white striped bathrobe. He seemed alert as he waved to her stiffly, the shoulder bandages inhibited movement of his arm.
"How are you feeling?" he said, and smiled. "I'm supposed to ask you."
"I'll ask the questions around here," he said. He was still smiling,